USA Radio News with John Hunt.
U.S. officials investigating the deadly attack by a Saudi aviation student at a naval air station in Florida are continuing to work to determine whether it was motivated by terrorism. An aviation student from Saudi Arabia opened fire in a classroom at the naval air station Pensacola yesterday morning, killing three people. The assault, which prompted a massive law enforcement response and base lockdown, ended when a sheriff's deputy killed the attacker. Eight people were hurt in the attack, including the two deputies. Florida U.S. Senator Rick Scott issued a scathing statement calling the shooting an act of terrorism. Whether this individual was motivated by radical Islam or was simply medically unstable. Again, this is the second shooting at a naval base this week. A sailor whose submarine was docked at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, opened fire on three civilian employees on Wednesday, killing two before taking his own life. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
An American graduate student who was held in an Iranian prison is finally headed home today after a prisoner swap between the two countries. Zhu Wang was released in Switzerland in exchange for an Iranian citizen, Masoud Soleimani, who is being held over accusations he violated U.S. sanctions. Wang is a Chinese-born naturalized United States citizen, fourth-year doctoral student of history at Princeton University. He was arrested in August of 2016, carrying out research on Iran's Qajar dynasty for his PhD, according to the university and the U.S. government. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg gave lawyers for President Donald Trump a temporary win in their bid to block subpoenas issued by House Democrats involving the president's financial records. Lawyers had asked the Supreme Court to block the subpoenas to Deutsche Bank and Capital One for the president's financial records. Ginsburg granted their request for the stay, but it expires in only 1 week, barring further action from the court. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Most of the nation's employees are benefiting from the brisk economy and the higher corporate profits this Christmas season for increased year-end bonuses. John Clemens reports.
It's up to 1 year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
Okay. You don't want to end up like Clark Griswold in the movie Christmas Vacation with a desire to put in a swimming pool with his year-end bonus, but instead, you got a membership in the Jelly of the Month Club. I spoke to Andrew Challenger of the global outplacement corporation Challenger Gray in Christmas.
About 9% of all the companies we surveyed said that they're increasing their holiday bonus over last year. And about 75% said they're keeping it around the same number as 2018.
In the survey of about 100 human resources executives, Challenger Gray and Christmas found out 66% of the companies will be awarding some type of year-end bonus. I'm John Clemens.
Ron Liebman, an Emmy-winning actor who garnered a Tony for his work in Broadway's Angels in America and played the father of Jennifer Aniston's Rachel Green on Friends, passed away. He was 82. He broke into the entertainment industry in 1956 on the soap opera The Edge of Night. Liebman also starred opposite Sally Field as a dedicated union rep in 1979's Norma Rae. Don't forget, you can listen live anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.